This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump met with North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting, and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled plans Friday to fly commercially to Afghanistan after her office said that President Donald Trump had announced the sensitive travel plans. Trump revoked the use of a military plane for Pelosi and Democratic members of Congress' planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels late Thursday, the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Pelosi said Friday that the president's move was irresponsible and dangerous.
You just never do. Perhaps the president's inexperience didn't have him understand that protocol. The people around him, though, should have known that, because that's very dangerous.
The White House rejected Pelosi's characterization of the move, which came after the speaker suggested that Trump postpone the State of the Union speech as long as the government is shut down. Trump also canceled a planned trip by a U.S. delegation to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The government shutdown is now in its 28th day. This is VOA News. The White House is denying